are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Yes, you are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. And right now, we're trying once again to get a hold of Pastor Andrew, and hopefully we'll be able to get him on the line. And it seems as though we were able to get him on the line. Oh, yay! Thank the Lord. How are you doing today, Pastor Andrew?
I am doing well, and how are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining me here on AWR, powered by SID Media. So as I was telling our listeners, we're going to be looking at Lesson 7, specifically looking at the mission to my neighbor, rather. Looking at Tuesday, the inherent or to inherit eternal life, and looking at loving others as we love ourselves. If you can just give us a summary as to what we're looking at today.
Awesome. Before I get into it, could I just quickly pray?
Please, by all means. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the time given to us to just summarize this few days' lesson. Dear God, my prayer is that as we go through the lessons, we will be transformed in our hearts to do so much more for your kingdom, to impact this world for your name. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we are looking at Tuesday and Wednesday today.
Yeah.
And Tuesday falls under the title to inherit eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
From the other lesson we did the other day, we found that this lawyer had asked a question of questions, and his question was, how can I inherit eternal life? And Jesus asks him a question, how does the law read? Because there's another one who had asked a similar question in Scripture, and Jesus says the Ten Commandments. And he says, well, I've done those from when I was a boy. What more is there? And then Jesus says, go and sell everything you have. And come follow me. And the Bible says he walked away really sad. So ask the question, what can I do to inherit eternal life? And that's the lesson we're looking at that day. Its focus on that day is really, how well do we look out for the welfare of others? Because in that story that is given, that Jesus tells about a certain man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho,
right.
He's calling us to pay attention to the welfare of others. So if I can just read a few lines from the lesson, one of them is what was the response of Jesus when he was asked the question? He said, you have answered rightly. And then Jesus goes on to challenge him to do something about it, saying, do this and you will live.
Right.
So let's go and look out for the welfare of people. And then Jesus tells us that we will live. And then he says, but well, who is my neighbor? And so Jesus goes and tells a story. The bottom line of this Tuesday's lesson is really just that we must be able to look out for our neighbor or for the needs of others.
Right.
Sometimes we catch ourselves feeling, I'm too busy, I can't do this, somebody else would do it, like the people in the story, and we walk past what we need to do. And yet Jesus is calling us back, no. If your brother or sister is naked and destitute, you can't just say, oh, God bless you, and then you walk past when the blessing is in you to give to the individual. So that's the mission to our neighbor. We have expertise, for example, to manage books. And my neighbor is struggling to manage his finances. Why don't I engage my neighbor in a conversation and see where they are in their knowledge about finances? And maybe I can extend a hand and say, maybe I can help you balance your books for you. That's mission to my neighbor. Maybe I'm in the medical field and I see that my neighbor, or maybe I'm a medical missionary, I see my neighbor is struggling, right? Engage in a conversation, see where they are at, and then see how you can feed into that situation and say, I could help you with this. That's mission to my neighbor.
Right.
And that Tuesday, if I can just summarize Wednesday, which is loving others as we love ourselves.
Hmm.
Yo, I mean, right now there's this movement about self-love and self-care. I hope at the end of it, the world will be better for it, because then now we'll have known how to love ourselves. Then we can love others. Because if all of this just ends up in selfishness, then it will be so terrible. We will have achieved nothing. But really, let me read this quote from Christ's Object Lesson, because I think it captures it really well. Mm. Love mm. is the underlying principle of God's government in heaven and earth.
Right.
It must be the foundation of the Christian's character. This alone can make and keep him steadfast. This alone can enable him to withstand trial and temptation. Mm. Can you imagine love even for yourself will guide how you speak?
True.
Love even for your neighbor will guide how you dress up, how you keep up. Love even for yourself will guide how you do a lot of things, because you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you're able to do all of the. Love is the guiding principle.
I think, but properly understood. If I can just also into this conversation and just say that something you said about like how it's become a commonality that people want to talk about how they want to love themselves first so that they have the ability to love others. But something you also said was that hopefully that this does not become something that is a selfish like motive. I think for myself, I have always, in whatever relationship, be it romantic or even family relations, I've always put everyone else above myself. But what I've realized now in this space where I'm trying to prioritize myself in order to know how to love other people is that I'm finding it hard to have relationships with other people. Like, not necessarily particularly to say that I have lost my friends and family. No. In fact, they're still there. They still assume, though, that I am like in that phase of my life where I'm ready to do anything and everything for everyone, and it creates this rift. So if you have any knowledge on how like a person can still find ways to be, to heal and get to a place of knowing what it is to love oneself in order to love others, but also still finding that respectful, a space or gap where people can still communicate.
I actually hear you clearly, because I think it was 2018 when I got into a program called Changes That Heal. It's a book. But then there's a community that has developed a program out of it. In fact, it's got a workbook. So I went through the workbook in 10 weeks with a group of people.
Right.
And I learned there how to attach safely or how to develop attachments and then how to develop boundaries. Right.
Right.
Because boundaries are where we love ourselves as well.
True.
So just knowing where your limit is. Knowing this far I can come, but no further. But then I also learned in the process, as I've continued to grow, that boundaries are not meant to keep people out. Boundaries are actually meant to keep people in. So people who love you then begin to understand you've got boundaries.
Your boundaries, yeah.
Then in understanding your boundaries, they know how to deal with you.
True.
So in you extending your love to them, you will be able to tell them, I'm able to help you this far, but no further. And if they love you, they begin to understand this is who this person is.
Right.
And I've got to work within those boundaries.
Those parameters.
You know?
Right.
Yes. So I get you in terms of like how it feels in this space. But again, it's a process of learning. It doesn't happen automatically. Sometimes it takes a while. And your question is part of the process of learning.
True.
So be kind to yourself.
Okay. I mean, to the listeners, guys, if you're feeling something like me, be kind to yourself. This is the message from Pastor Andrew. As of right now, I'm not being the kindest person to myself, but I will take that, because I always say that, like, when I stand in for, like, these shows, I also tend to learn a lot of things that I'm actually facing at that time. So I think it's something that is like an attack, not necessarily attack, but like it's like, hey, look at this. Are there any final words that you'd like to give based on this lesson as we just wrap up this conversation?
Yes. So actually latching onto something you've just said, in developing the boundaries and in learning how to love yourself, you will be able then to love others in understanding, oh, this person might actually be overstretching themselves.
Right.
Let me not exert myself on them this way. So as you learn, so loving yourself, you learn to love yourself by knowing God and knowing how He created you, because that's why those commandments are together like that. So you know God, you know Him, you know who created you and how He created you, why He created you. Then you know yourself and love yourself because you know who created you.
True.
And when you've understood that, you're then able to come and extend it to another. So the same way I would love for somebody to just come and give me a hug when I'm done and not give me correction, because there's time for correction. It's the same way I should be able to come to somebody and just sit with them and listen before I come with all this vitriol. So I think loving, let me put it this way, loving others as we love ourselves will help us in our evangelism, because it will help us formulate ways of reaching out to people instead of using traditional methods that we think have worked all the time in the past. And this particular lesson is really beautiful in helping us just be missionaries to our neighbors.
True. And also, like, you wouldn't want yourself to suffer. So, I mean, if you like to suffer, then I'm sure you're not supposed to be loving people. But,
right?
Yeah. So, but yeah, if you don't like to suffer, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want someone else to go through that. So,
right.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Andrew, for joining us for this very short conversation. We did not have a lot of time around it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good day.
Thank you, and have a good day too.
All right. That was Pastor Andrew on the line talking to us about lesson 7 and essentially looking at to inherit eternal life as well as loving others as we love ourselves, right? If you missed out on that conversation, remember you can hit us up on our social media platforms. Just to gain context as to what we may have been discussing, as well as you can go on to the AWR app and catch the podcasts that we have available for you there. Please also, if you have any comments or something you would like to add to our conversation as we're coming into the final hour of our show, 5 minutes to 11, we are encouraging you to send through those questions or those comments that you may have to 073-470-3520. That's 073-470-3520. We're going to take a little bit of an interval, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Pastor Joseph on defining desires. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.